Maharaj, a couple of questions. One from our yesterday discussion, Maharaj.
Okay.
You had asked me to look up Nahusha, the ancestor of
Pandavas.
Pandavas.
Hmm.
So I looked it up. Yayati's father was Nahusha.
Mm.
It is said that they are very great people.
Yes.
And Yayati also is described as a very great person.
Yeah.
But we know that he was indulging in a lot of sense pleasures.
Naturally.
For a very long time.
What is called chip of the same old block.
So it makes me wonder what do they mean by great? What is really meant by greatness?
They led and performed righteous actions, punya karmas, like yagnas, yagas, danas, etc. What is the purpose? Not to get rid of the desires, but to increase the fulfillment of desires, higher.
Okay.
Ah. That is the difference. So he went to Swargaloka. For some reason, Indra ran away, Indra was doing something, and his wife was there, Shachi Devi. She was a great Pativrata. So one look at her, he lost his mind.
Yeah.
And then he wanted her, and he was pestering her. So, she did not want to have anything to do with him. She was devoted to her husband only. She knew that Indra will come back having learned his lesson, hopefully. He has not learned in Puranas, you will get it. He is running after women everywhere, here and there, everywhere. Anyway, that was the phone call. That's why Indra is separate from the Kenopanishad Indra. You have to differentiate these two Indras. One is a Brahmagnani, another was a Brahmagnani. So, he was pestering her, after all, I am Indra, therefore I have a right for you. Then, she consulted with the rishis. One of them gave her a beautiful idea. You put a condition, you will come to me in a palanquin carried by the rishis and munis.
Oh.
So, in his blindness, the stupid fellow, he said, yes, I am Indra, I can command any of these rishis and munis. He did not understand. Rishis and munis are not his people, they are God's people. He commanded them, somehow they agreed and they were not accustomed to carry anything. You know, all the swamis, gurus, they are accustomed only being carried by somebody. They don't carry anybody. So, they were not able to move forward. Then he was becoming eager, more and more eager. So, when they were not moving, he kicked one of the rishis, saying, Sara, Sara. Sara means move. Because that Muni got angry, and that was the original plan only. Original plan, he will insult you, and you are justified in cursing him. So they curse, because you said Sara Sara, and you also behave like Sara Sara, and that is called Sarpa. Sarati iti Sarpaha. That is how he came down. Then he came to his senses, as usual, and then he asked pardon, and when I am going to, so I told you, put some difficult questions, and those who cannot answer, they will be your food. You will be a python. And then finally Bhimsena was caught. He could not answer. Then Yudhishthira came. He was a wise person. He answered beautiful questions. He answered. And then,
like in Yaksha Prashna.
No. Nahusha Prashna is separate from Yaksha Prashna.
Oh.
This is what happened. And then he was freed from his curse. I hope Buddhi had come to him afterwards. Anyway, that is the story. So, what is important for us, those who are living in higher lokas, they are more bound, more ignorant than us. Because their very purpose is
pleasure.
The more pleasure, more binding or less binding.
Maharaj, one question from Taittiriya Upanishad.
Yeah.
Last class, you mentioned about the pointers to like how we describe anything in this world. So, guna, kriya, sambandha.
Five characteristics.
In that you mentioned dravya. But before that, I've heard mention of rudi as one of those five.
That is also called dravya.
Oh.
Rudi means that which is well known. When you look at a tree, you know this is such and such a tree.
Yeah.
So that which is, when you see a moon, you know it is a moon. But without any, if you want to describe any object we experience to somebody else, we have to use these five instruments.
Yeah.
Is it a man? Is it a tree? Is it a bird? Is it a plant? Or is it an insect? Etc.
Species.
Yeah. And then we have to say some gunas. It is sweet fruit, bitter fruit. This is called guna. Something unique by which the other person experienced it. He must have experienced it. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, jati, dravya, guna, sambandha, kriya. These are called shabda pravrutti, describable instruments.
Just a clarification. Sadguna Brahma, Nirguna Brahma has created the Sadguna Brahma, right?
Yes.
And desire is the root cause for creation.
Correct.
And Srishti became cause for Srishti.
Desire became Srishti.
Desire became Srishti. So, the created Sadguna Brahma, is the cause for the Srishti? No.
Saguna Brahma is called creation because he did not create, he became.
Yes.
So first you understand, if there is no desire, there will be no creation.
Yes.
Suppose you are alone, you are not hungry, will you create cooking and all that?
No.
Ah. So you wanted to eat some fruit, will you create the tree without desire?
No.
Will you even buy? Because it is a man, why does he create children?
Yeah.
He has a desire. Then he gets married. Then he becomes marred. First married.
Yes.
Then marred. Okay. That is the desire is called creation.
Yes.
Creation means separation from God. So we have to go beyond desires. And that is what is proved in the Sushupti. In Sushupti, there is no creation, no desire. And therefore, no world. And therefore, so much of Shanti. Yes.
Oh, nice. I think you have linked it with that, with the Prithivi that comes from fire and fire comes from Vayu. Vayu comes from...
Prithivi comes from waters. Waters come from fire. Fire comes from air. Air comes from space, Akasha. Akasha comes from Atma.
Atma.
These are called, from Akasha to the Prithivi, they are called Panchabhutas.